We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. The middle of Taisus Liver Ramaschal E, and we're starting to learn the Mahalach that Taisus has in Hagemara. V'nira Leri the Rabbonon the Omri Bal Hashem Chayev. Leri is going to explain the machlokes the Rabbonon and Rabnosen by a shir shedochav haveiroi lebeir. It's speaking about a muad. So the lotion of the Baraisa is that Rabbonon say Bal Hashem Chayev and Bal Haveir Potter. And Rabnosen says that Bal Hashem Mishalim Machtze u Bal Haveir Mishalim Machtze. V'nira l'ri, de Rabbonon de Omri Bal Hashem Chayev u Bal Haveir Potter, haynu the Baal Hashem Mishalem Machtze B'mu'ed. U'betam Revi'e, that's the Teitschwerter. U'Baal Haber Potter Legamre. So first of all, Teisvis is being chaylik with Rashi's pshat. Rashi had said, the Rabbonon hold by a mu'ed, let's talk about a mu'ed, that a Baal Asher Mishalem Kuloi. And Taisha says, no, Baal Asher Chayiv means the same amount that Rav Nosson holds. Baal Asher Chayiv, according, Rav Nosson says, Baal Asher Mishalem Machtze. So, the Chachamim also hold Baal Asher Mishalem Machtze. It's very interesting that both are saying the same halacha by the Baal Asher, and they're using different lashonos. Rabbonah say Baal Asher Chayev. Rav Nosson says Baal Asher Mishalei Machtze. Okay, that's how Tosfos understood. Fine. U'Baal Haber Potter Legamri. The boyer is only chayiv if it fell on his own accord. Aval im acherim mapila moisoi beboyer potter balaba. So we have a gzeres akos of the Kippur. That means the Emerson is a mazik. The boyer is mazik, not the way Rashi said he's not a mazik at all, bosami kore. No, the boyer is a mazik, but the boyer is potter to pay. Have a gzeres akos of the Kippur, too. V'hoche, hochi perusha. Now the Gemara saw from the Chachomim that he did not hold im leke l'shtalumi mahai mishtale mahai. So that means as follows. Ha'omri ki leke l'shtalumi mi baal haber. That means the baal haber does not have to pay because there's a gzeres hakosov. Loi mishtalem mi baal asher. So the baal asher does not have to pay the whole nezik. Afalgav, the svirale, haikula zeika ovid, bahaikula zeika ovid. Now, Taisvis is saying, amir de kipshat. Taisvis is saying that Asuki is going, haikula zeika ovid, bahaikula zeika ovid. So, lechere, there'd be a svare to say, that the Baal Asher should pay the whole thing. And that's what Rashi Taka holds. Haikul HaZekovit, the Baal Asher pays the whole thing. So then he would pay for the balabero. If the balaber is not paying, so let the balasher pay. I could say COVID. So Taismith says, Afal Pikain, the Chachamim hold, and you don't pay. So Taismith is saying as follows, before we start understanding Taismith, that means Taismith was Magdim. There's no legitimate reason that one should pay more than he was Masik. That was the Kasha and Rashi. Why should one pay more than he was Masik? So Taismith says that's why the Gemara held that Haikula Zekovit, Vahaikula Zekovit. Our Gemara is going that by Shere Boyer, each one is Kula Zekovit. So therefore, it zicha be amokim to say that if the other one isn't paying, and I'm kula hezeka of it, so let me pay. That's the svar kilekilash talum mehai mishtala mehai. Let us just jump down to Rav Nosson, and that's the svar of Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson doesn't hold of this gzeiras hakosuv of enofa veloichi pilua acherim. So Rav Nosson holds a sheir shedochav chaveri leboy, and the sheir is a sheir tam, so the balaber pays three chalokim. And that is called kileke lishtalumi mahai vishtala mahai. Napshat is he's paying more than his mazik. If he doesn't have a shutif to help along in paying, the sheir is only a sheir tam, so the balaber will pay three quarters. That is, Rav Nosson holds, he pays, that's a new din. It's a din. If you don't have a shutif, that's helping out. So, to pay what was not being paid up by your shutif, because I kula zekovid. And according to Rav Nosson, if you have here a Shlomim Shehizik, and you have your Basar and Imurim, and it's also equivalent to Haikula Zekovit. So according to Rav Nosson, the you should be going for the whole Nezik from the Basar, because Kula Zekovit. But we see the Chachomim hold, even though they hold Haikula Zekovit, Asher Amud only pays half. So that is Pshat Nagamola. So we see the Rabbanan don't hold that Kula Hezeke could be mechayiv to pay the whole thing. So Memela, so who had been by Boso Shlomim, even though it's Kula Hezeke of it, you're not gave it from the Boso. But we have to understand, but what is Takip Shat in this halacha? Taisus is saying a very difficult halacha to understand. Mitzadechot, I am saying, hai kula zeka of it. So the shayer made the whole hezik. The bayer is potter to pay, and the shayer only pays machzeh. So how do we understand this? What's the yosha? If it's kula zeka of it, if there wouldn't have been a bayer, so what would have been the din? The shayer would have pushed him, and the shayer would pay the whole hezik. By a mu'ud. And now that there's a bear, and the bear is not paying, the bear is exerts the cost of the kiptur. So now the share only pays half. How do we understand this? So I found Rab Shimon in Shara Yosha says as follows. Perik Chaf Aleph, Tafresh Pei Dalet. He says, Amur de Kazach. And that's my this pshat rabbi and chedushi rabbi leib. He says, "Bishnayim she'osu." You have two people that did one hezik. By sharing by madam rinel Rav Nosson. So we understand Rav Nosson. We understand perfectly. Rav Nosson says that if the share is a share tam, the boy pays three quarters. Why does the boy pay three quarters? Haikula zeka of it, the shayr isn't paying, so the bear would pay. He says, Mada omrino la Rav Nosson de kol echot kula hazeke ovid, einoi mishum de chashvinen she kol echot osa maise gomo. He says, don't redzach ein, that if you have two people making one hezek, so it's like the shir killed him, the bear killed him, so each one is responsible for killing this shir. He says the shir that got killed from the bear and the shir did not get killed twice. He did not get killed twice. Sharei shekivin shegam chaveiroi osa boze, memeile chosa boze eze chelek hamaisa mimenu. That means, if we'll look on the nifal, we'll look at the shoyer that got killed. The shoyer that got killed from the boyer and the shoyer, the shoyer did not get killed twice. It got killed once through both of them. So you can't say that each one killed him completely because he got killed once from both of them. Elo she'onu mechayvin kol echot gam al maise chaveiroi, mishim she'kol echot mashlim pulas chaveiroi. We'll try to explain this soon, or perhaps say a little a different beer. But before we explain this, u'mahaytay meniche, Bishnayim sheshochtu besakin echot imeine barzvicha hashchita psula. So let's go first to the seichoche, and then we'll come back to what Rav Shimon is saying. There's a moiridika haloche in Shulchan Aruch. The haloche is vayitshechts. It's a kosher hashchita, but you need a shchita of a barzvicha. If a goy shechts, it's a posel hashchita. Because it's a shchit of a lav barzvich. Now what if you have a yid and a goy are holding a sakin, and they both shecht? So if you'd ask us, we would say, well, there's no psul in a goy shchite. In order to be mata, you need a shchit of a barzvich. Fine. The yid also shechted. In Shulchan Aruch it says that it's possible. It's a posel shchita, because you're missing a shchita of a bar zvicha. Now why are you missing a shchita of a bar zvicha? The yid shechted. So al kochoch, if we're looking, let's stand on the other side of the knife. We're looking at the behemoth. The behemoth, there was one maise shchita through two koiches. So if the guy also contributed to the shchita of this behemoth, so the behemoth was not completely geshochten through a bar zvicha. There's one zvicha over here, which was done through two people. That's right. Each one was capable. The koiches that were put into this shchita, each one was capable of shechting it. It's a yochel, it's a yochel. I don't need the goy to help me. The goy doesn't need me. But lemaise, when you're looking on the other side of the sakin, the behemah was not geshochten completely through a bar zvicha. The shchita of the behemah was to irav koiches. So memeile tainet Rab Shimon, that afilu you will say that hai kula zeika ovid vahai kula zeika ovid does not mean, that means each one could be responsible for the whole hezek because it's zeyochel vzeyochel. But the shailis, since lemaise, the whole hezek did not come about through him. If you look at the hezek, you look at the shir that got killed, the shir did not get killed twice. When the shir got killed, he got killed through a shir at Abel. So therefore the Rabbanon hold, since he got killed to a shir and Abel, I feel a kudis alumnus of kula hezeke over, that means each one is responsible for the whole hezek. But since lemaise, it did not occur through me, Because Lamaisa both were mishtatet. So the Chachomim hold your potter. Gilekilash the lumi mehai. If you can't mon from the boyer, you can't mon from the shir. The boyer is in pain. The boyer is exeris a kosov. The boyer is in pain will be here. But Lamaisa the shir was killed through the boyer also. I don't need the boyer. The shir could have done it himself. That's the svara of the, that's the machloikis, Rav Nosson in the Chachamim. Rav Nosson says that since each one was capable of creating this hezek from his maise, so mameilis of the other one isn't paying, even though the maise, the shayu was killed through both of them. But each one has a responsibility to pay. So if the other one isn't paying, you pay. That's the svara of Gilekilish Dalumi Mahai Mishala Mahai. That means even though Lemaisa, the Shoyer was killed, Lemaisa, through Irv Koiches, not through you alone, but since through your Maisa it could have been killed, and the Boyer is not paying, so you have to pay. So you have to pay. Or in the case of Rav Nosson, where the Shoyer is not paying, so you have to pay, so you have to pay three quarters. That's Rav Nosson. The Chachamim hold no, this, since Lemaise, it's Taka, Einach Nami Zekula Zeka Ovid, but since Lemaise, it was not killed through you alone. The Mises Asher came through an Irev Koiches of Sher and Boer, so the Baal HaShoyer is only mechuyev to pay half of the hezek, because lemaise, that is what was done through me. The end result was only half. The bird contributed to the other. If whatever the bird did, you can't say I did. So lemaise, looking on the other side of the coin, looking to what happened to the shoyer that got killed, the shoyer and bird, the shoyer was killed to a shoyer and bird. So therefore, so even though I'm responsible for my whole actions, because I did an action that was bekoich to kill the shoyer, but I'm not bechuyev to pay for it, since there is a boyer that also contributed. So that is the machloikis of kilekelish talumi mahai mishtala mahai. Rav Nosson holds that since mitzad my action it could have killed the shoyer, the action, even though Bepoyla didn't kill, I'm responsible to pay because my action was Bekoyach to kill and the other one isn't paying. If the other one is paying, so then I don't have to pay because there's another source of revenue from the other Mazik. But if the other Mazik is not paying, that's Geich the Lekosh Tumai Mishtala Mahai. And the Chachamim don't hold this. And that's Shan the Gemara. Shlomim says Ziku Taka Hai Kula Zekovit Vai Kula Zekovit, but that's the Machloikis the Chachamim and Rav Nosson. The Imtaima Frektoisvis Minolei the Hai the Komri Rabbonon the Balasher Chayiv Lav Hainu the Chayiv Hakil. Frektoisvis, how do you know to say this Pshat in the Chachamim? Maybe Chayiv means Chayiv Hakil. The whole machloikis between the Rabbon and Rav Nosson is a nuk zeres akosov if the Baal HaBeir is potter. The Chachamim hold the Baal HaBeir is potter. Because it's a zeres akosov and no fo v'lo ishi p'ilu achere. Rav Nosson doesn't hold it as zeres akosov. Therefore he says that the Baal HaShoyer Mishalim Machze, Balabur Mishala Machze, but could be the Rabbon and Taka hold Chayiv, as we had mentioned before. The Loshen would really be Mashma like that. That's how Rashi holds. That Babala Asher Chayiv means he's Chayiv Nezik Sholem. So then other Rabbi, so then the Chachamim also hold the Svar of Kilakilish Talumi Mai Mishtala Mai. Vishloim Adi Abba Pligi Rab Nosen the Rabbonon Bitashlume Asher. He says, in the boyer, they said claw. The Rabbanan said, the boyer is potter. Rav Nosson said, the boyer pays matzah. So we see claw, there's a machloikis in the tashlumim of the boyer. But if you'll tell me there's also a machloikis in the tashlumim of the shoyer, have a luhu leforish. They should have been more explicit. It's too vague. The Chachamim say Chayiv, and he says Mashallah Machse, and then you'll say, well, Chayiv means the whole thing. If there's a double machlokes, should have been more specific. If there's a machlokes in the Tashlumei Hashoyer between Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, so Rav Nosson should have been madgish this, you say Chayiv L'Shalom, which means the whole thing. You see, Rav Nosson said, Eini M'Shalom Ela Machtze. And since he didn't say this, so that's how Tosfos derived that Chayiv and M'Shalom Machtze means the same thing. Chayiv also means M'Shalom Machtze. Now the Gemara, and so according to Tosfos, our whole sugya is going that Hai Kula Zekovit, Vai Kula Zekovit. So now the Gemara said, so fine, but according to Rav Nosson, could be Rav Nosson only holds Yochayev by Boyer, also Svorot Turoi Bebirei Ashkechise, by Ashkachte, but by Vosser and Imurim, could be Rav Nosson will also be made that you're not goyve from the Bosa keneged Imurim. Ano to roi bebira chashkachtei, vidav ki gabi boi koma de mishalem. Av al gav de chol chad vachad kula zeke ovid, shaykh lechalek ben shir leboi me hai time. So here Tosfos is saying, that be emerson als the lomdis af hai kula zeke ovid, Rav Nosson also holds like the Chachomim that should only pay Machze. As we mentioned before, Rav Shimon Svorot. No, the whole reason the Baal HaBor pays 3/4 when the Sheir is Atam is because there's a new Svore of Anot Roi Bebira Cheshkachte. Umi Utaisva says, now since the Gemara was Nochis to this new Svore, even the Yoda Tam, the Tiroi Bebirach Ashkachte, Motzlam is Banami, the Cholchad Vachad Palgez Eikovit, Kemrina Bapore, Bisham Eforish, Beezra Sashem. Now, let us go further. The next sukkah. Omar Rove. Rove said, Toido Shehiziko. A Toide, and we'll see, Toisva says, this is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Wot kochim kalem omen bailem, toide sheiziko goivo mi psoro, veinoi goivo mi lachmo. You can't be goivo from the lechem. A toide brings lechem and a korban, so he's goive from the toide, the boso, veinoi goive mi lachmo. Frek the gemore lechem pshite, and that's poshet. Who was mazik? We're talking about the toide was mazik, So what schus does the nizek have in the lechem? We tell me a big chiddush that we're talking about a sheir tam that was a toido and it was mazik. So the nizek is entitled to be goive mi psoro, but he's not entitled to be goive mi lachmo. Well, that's poshut. That's very poshut. The lechem wasn't mazik. Lechem pshite. So the Gemara says, Seife Yitzrichalei. The Iker Chiddush is the Seife, and then we'll come back to understand what the Reish is telling us. In the Seife it says, Nizik Oichel Boso. So now, after this Taida was Mazik, so he says, Goyve Mi Psoro. So the Nizik will eat from the Psar HaTaida. Umiskaper Mevi Lechem. And the Bala Kolbin brings the Lechem. That means you have here the one who was Magdish the Kolbin, and you have the one, the Nizik, who was Zeich in the Psara Kolbin. So the Nizik eats the Bosa, and the Miskaper, the Bala Kolbin, brings the Lechem. Frek the Gemara Nami Pshite, so that's also Poshit. What's the Chiddush? Ma'o de teime kiven de lechem echshere de zevachu. Since the only way the Baal HaBosor eats this korban is if lechem is being brought. If the Baal HaKorban will not bring the lechem, so then the Nizik is up the creek. He doesn't have anything. Yeah, the Bosor is his, but you can't eat the Bosor if there's no lechem. Leimalei, so let the Baal HaKorban tell the Nizik, at ochlos Bosor, vano aisi lechem. What's the Yosha? You're eating the Bosor and I should bring the lechem. Kamash Malon, the lechem chiyuva de bailem hu. Lechem is chiyuva de bailem. Now, before we go into the lomdis of the sugya, I'd like to mention ektois and achazainish, and then we'll come back to the lomdis of the sugya. When we had learned daf yud beis amid beis, we had mentioned that Rabbi Yosef Gvili holds Kotshim Kalim Momen Bailim. Kotshim Kalim is Momen Bailim. So the Ktsois asked, why is it Momen Bailim? What does he possess? HaKorban Mechayim is also Bano. I can't do anything with the Korban Mechayim. So what does he possess? So he says, and what does he sell? The Kashim Kalim, he can sell, and the Nizik is Goyva. What does he have? So the Ktsoi says, maybe you'll say, it's his L'ritzoi. That's something. He has a Kom, that's L'ratzoi. And that's what he sells. And that's what the Nizik is Goyva. Zuk the Ktsoi, you're 100% wrong from this Gemara. From this Gemara we see, who is the miskaper? The Baal HaKorban. Why not the Nizik? If the din is kotchim kalim momim bailim, and whatever, and he's goive from what the mazik possessed, so why isn't he the miskaper? Weiss the choysuk the ktsois that the kapore is not transferable. The ktsois brings a raya from our Gemara. So what does he own? What does the Baal HaKorban own? According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he owns the Bosor. He has a Schus Achilas Bosor. If we hold, Leimi boy, if you hold like Taisvis, that by Bosor, the Bailam, it's not Mishulchan Gavoye Kazoch. So he's a Bailam on the Achilas HaBosor. Nafilu according to Rashi, about Kaponim, that's his Bailas now. Later, that he is a bailus that later will be entitled to eat from the Shulchan Gavoyim. Al Kaponim, that is the bailus of the Baal HaKorban. And the Ktsoi says that's his only bailus. His whole bailus is only the Schus Achilas Bosa. That's how the Ktsoi brings a raya from this Gemara. Now, from this Gemara, we see that is also a bailus. That's for sure. That's also a bailus, that his bailus is on the Achilas HaBosa. But the Chazon Ish wants to say, could be, that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that holds Kotshim Kalim Momen Bailim, could be you could sell the Korban for the Ritzui also. Could be that's transferable, and if it's my Korban L'Ratzois, if Kotshim Kalim Momen Bailim, I can sell it to someone else, they'll get the Ritzui. If this is transferable, so why doesn't the Nizik acquire the Ritzui also? Here the Gemara says, Klo, the Miskaper acquires the Ritzui. So the Chazon Ish wants to say that this inyan of Ritzui, that the Baal HaToyde possesses, is not from the Nechosim that a Nizik can be Goyve. That means as follows. That means that there are certain Nechosim, the Sherer that was Mazik you, this is an Ischus, an ownership I have in this Beime, that like they are Krevosi, I'll get a Ritzui. That That bailus, that's chus, you have no right to be goyve. You have a right to be goyve the animal that was mazik your shoyer, so you can take that animal. What do we hear from the animal? We hear from the animal, the meat. The meat of the animal you can take. That you're entitled to take. But to take away from me, my schus ritzui, that's not the animal, that's my schus that I have in the animal to take this, that you have no right to take away. That's what the Chazanish wants to say. Or he maybe says, he wants to say maybe another svara. What I have, that's called aliyah, that's not called migufoi. That means this schus of ritzui, this is not taking migufoi, this is taking away from the owner. So memela, that is why, if I want to sell it, the cholakovit could be, according to Abyeisei Glili, whatever I have I can sell. But for a nizik to acquire it, that you have no right. This is mine. This is in your schus. Ligvais migufa, you cannot take away from me my ritzu. So your old schus is only to take away the boss. That's what the Chazanish says. Al kaponim, now let us get back to the sugya. The sugya is very interesting. The sugya, there's a pshat l'vatayah over here. There'd be a svara to say that the mazik could tell the nizik, Yosha, you're eating the boso, I should bring the lechem. With the Yosha. So he says, no, lechem is chiyuva, the miskaper, you're getting the ritza, you have to bring the lechem. What is the shakla v'tayyobi? I mean, that's zichar azoi, that the ritzui of the korban is totally in the lechem. I mean, if you're getting the kapor, if I say to you, you have to bring the lechem, what's the shakla v'tayyobi? He's telling him, you know, you're getting the basar. And I'm bringing the lechem. So I heard someone wanted to say, could be that there'd be a taina al tmasha nenes. That means that the Baal HaToid is telling him, fine, the shlomim was mazik. You have a schus achila in the toid was mazik. You have a schus achila in this toid. Fine. I'll buy 100%. But I got news for you. This taida, when you have a schus achila, is not edible. Unless the lechem will be brought. I'm bringing the lechem. I have to bring the lechem, Taka. But, through that I'm bringing the lechem, that's how you're capable of eating the basa. So you're eating the basa through my lechem. So pay me my shenanis. You're deriving benefit from my lechem. Forget about the boss. So it was mazik you $100 and you pay Oshie 50 and the boss is 50. But lemaise, your $50 is edible because of my lechem. So he tells him, no, this is chiyuvah de miskaper, so it's keilu zenenev is elechos. You have to bring it side by side. I mean, forget about me. No nalita bossa, but your ritzi you have to bring it. So Mamela says, Abchina v'zenene v'zeleichos. That's what I heard someone wanted to say. I saw this, the Yelos HaShacha says, a very interesting pshat. He says he doesn't know if this is nichlal in the Gemara, but the pshat is meredik interessant. He says as follows. The halacha is that if a shoyer tam was mazik someone else, the nizik has to get paid. He says, when does the nizik have to get paid? 30 days. A nizik has to get paid in 30 days. Not pshat is, yeah, yo, yo, yo. No. He owes it. In 30 days, you have to get paid. That's a law. He has to get paid in 30 days. Fine. That's a din in tashlume nizokin. Now, let's talk about the person who was magdish this toide. He'll ask his guidelines. I was magdish a toide. Till how long do I have to bring this toide? Three regolim pass by. I have three regolim. So he wants to say a miradika scenario over here. The nizik is tining, listen, you owe me the basa, listen, in 30 days you have to be paid up. So bring your lechem, I have to be paid up in 30 days. So the mazik will come, listen here. At ochos basa, and I should bring the lechem? I have time to bring the lechem. At my kolben, I have three regolem. You want to eat the basa, you send me already from, have to pay up in 30 days? Here's the basa, take the basa. What do we do with the basa? That's your problem. I should have to pay the lechem. When I was magdish this toida, I have a mind, I have three regolem to bring the lechem. I put this, when I looked at my bank account, I was cheshbening, and after 3 regolem, I had money for the lechem. Now it was mazik, you want the bosa, take the bosa, gesundheit. It's not edible. So I'll tell you where to buy the lechem, and, fafal pike, a muridika scenario. Afal pike, and Satan, yellas al shachi, because I listen here. You owe me the money. In the lechem, you have to bring saivis. I say, you have to bring now the lechem. Which is a moiradike chiddush. He says, I'm not taking extra money from you. I'm just saying you have to pay up earlier because salsuchas nezikin, you owe me, I have to get paid up in 30 days. And I can't get paid up in 30 days without the lechem being brought. So you have to bring the lechem. A moiradike pshat, you have to know, he says, you have to know if that's pshat in the Gemara though. Now let us, now before we say Rashi, let us just understand the Gemara. This memra of Rava is very unclear. Rava said, Toida sheizika goiva mipsora veine goiva milachma. That if a toida was mazik, he can be goiva from the boss, he can be goiva from the lechem. So the Gemara says, please, Rava pshita, that's bullshit. The lechem wasn't mazik, veine goiva milachma. Safe it's trichale, fine. Fine, so, but why are you saying the Reisha? The first halacha that you said was poshet. So, the Emerson pshat is like this. That's true, it's 100% poshet. But this is a hakdama to the sefer. Even though, toide sheizika, you have no right at all to the lechem. Af al pikein, I have to bring the lechem. And like that yellow sashacha in 30 days, or I have to bring the lechem. That means and there's no time of mashenenis to you. So that's the hemshech of Rava's memory. Rava's memory saying even though mitzad the hezik, you don't have any goyves alechem, but al kaponim the benefits of the lechem you're going to derive, even though. Als Ezek, I don't owe you anything, but since it's Choyver the Miskaper, you're gonna get the benefits of the Lechem without paying for the Lechem, or getting it according to the Yalsa Shacha the first 30 days. Let us see, Rashi, Lechem, Shite, Holoi Ezek, Ezek Oichel Boso, Lacha Krobesimurin, period. Let us see Toisvis, Omar Rova Toidish Yizik, Afal Gav, the Rova Meforish Masnisen Din Mila. Rova, when he said Pshat Na Mishn, the Chosm Shein Ben Mila, he didn't learn that's going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Luki Masnisen Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Al Kolchacha, Hocha Airi, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He was talking according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Kochim Kalam Omen Bailim. You'll have to pay for the Goyim Mipsol. Zog the Gemara weiter. Nechosim shehein shel b'nei bris. The Mishnah started enumerating in which cases Yochayev. Yochayev, nechosim shehein shel b'nei bris, that you were mazik nichsei Yisrael, not nichsei Yaakov. Limutei mai, ilimutei denochi, oktoni lo lekamon. There's enough in the Mishnah weiter. Sheir shel Yisrael shenogar sheir shenochi pota. So why does he have to say, so what is this, the chosim shel b'nei bris coming to tell us? So the Gemara says, tonne v'hodem aforsh. That's right. That's pshat the Mishneh. The chosim shein shel b'nei bris ni nichsei Yisrael. And later he is meforish what he said in this Mishneh.
chutzlitz.
We hear further in the Mishnah, Nechosim Hamiyuchadim. Now what does this mean? L'mu'utei mai, what does it mean? It's miyuchit. It's miyuchit to see certain bailim, or one bailim. Amar Rav Yehuda, l'mu'utei zeh oimer sher chehizik, v'zeh oimer sher chehizik. That means that the Mishnah is telling us, when a sher was genizik, you have to know the mazikim. Could be there were 10 potential mazikim. I don't know who was mazik. Everything was done in a tumult. But al-koponim, if all 10 mazikim belong to one owner, so then you bring your dead share, and which share killed, I don't care. Which share, I don't need, and I don't have any personal interest who the mazik was. It was, he had 10 shvarim here, and one of these 10 shvarim killed. So, Mamela, you have to pay me. Masha Enkein, if you have 10 shvarim from 10 different bailim, then the nizik is up the creek. So, Mamela, so the 10 different bailim, so each one says, what you know is Masha that killed? So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. You can only mon if there could be a numerous amount of mazik, and we don't know exactly which one was the mazik, but if it's they're all miyuchit to one bailim, then you can be assured to get paid. So let's see what Rashi says. Limuti zeim sheche hizik sheina yedei sher shal mi hizikai. He doesn't know exactly which sher was mazik. Shehayu imay shvarim shal anoshim harbe. There were shvarim of a lot of people, so then the nizik is no way of getting paid. Umichodim the masnis and hachim ashme. She kol nechosim sheziku all the nechosim that could have been mazik. Miichodim lodem echod shein bem sofik. So there's no doubt who is obligated to pay. The mazik, the owner of all these shvarim, is obligated to pay. This din we learned further. There were two shvarim chasing a third shvar, and each one puts the blame on the other shvar. So this din says already, so why do you need our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Tani v'hoda meforish. Yeah, again, that means that the Yesod that says in our Mishnah, and later the Mishnah is elaborating. Zogt Rashi, Shnayim shayoreitvim, Shnei shvarim shal shnei bnei odom, shayoreitvim acher sher shal odom echad. B'mas nisetone. Now, in the Barais it says, Anupshat of nechosim amyuchodim, Anupshat, Prat, L'nichsei hefker. That it has to be miyuchet to a bailim, excluding if it's hefker. In fact, the Gemara, well, let's be explicit. What does this mean? Heichidomi. Ilaim ednogach tura didon letura de hefker. We're speaking about, just like nechosim shal b'nei bris means, that you have to be mazik nichsei Yisrael. So saying nechosim am yechodim means you have to be mazik nechosim that belong to someone. Then you mechuyev to pay. But if it's hefker, you're not mechuyev. Heichidomi. Ilaim adenogach tura didon latura de hefker. If one of our shvorim was negeyach asher of hefker, see, some man tovaleis. What is the Mishnah telling us? You potter to pay. Who's moaning? He killed a sher shall have guess need a Mishnah to tell me you put it to pay. Who wants to get paid? It's a ptur. There's no teveya. Elo de nokach ture de hefke le ture dido. Not the other way around. That the mazik was a hefke de kesher. The mazik was a hefke de kesher. We'll see soon. fragt der Gemara, so der Mazik was a hefke de kesher, leisel ve leisel, so a hefke de kesher, the Mishnah says, if it's hefke, you put, let him go and take the share, let him go and take the share, the share was Mazik, let him go and take the share. And for the Gemara, she caught him v'zocha boyachet, speaking about before he went to take the share, another guy went, the hefke de kesher, so he went and took the share, so memele, so now I have no right to take away from him. Shas was mazik was a hefke de kesher. Now the Beis Lechem Yudah says a mer de kesher over here. He brings a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, let us just bring down a mer de kesher that the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks. Later, Rabbi Kiva holds Yuchlat Asher. Yuchlat Asher means as follows. That, let's say, the Sher of Reuven was Mazik Shimon. So, Sher pays Migufoy. So he come to Bezin. So Bezin is Machayev. So let's be Megashim Dinyan. The Sher, Reuven Sher was Mazik Shimon Sher. Reish Chaydish Nissen. Fine. Till you come to Bezin, it's Hey Nissen, you come to Bezin, Bezin says, hate them, everything, fine. But Shimon's entitled to Chatzi Nezik, Reuven Sher. Zot Rabbi Kiva, so retroactively, from Reish Chaydish Nissen, Reuven Sher belongs to Shimon. That means if it's Meshalem Migufoi, and let's say Reuven Sher is worth Chatzi Nezek, so retroactively, Reuven Sher belongs to Shimon from Reish Chaydish Nissen. Right? That's the din Yuchlat Hasher. After the Bezin Paskins that he's chayev, it works retroactively. Like the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz, a Meirdike Kashe, which we see something Meirdike from the Kashe. Like the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz. So let's understand the story. The story was, Asher Shel Hefker was Mazik Maisha. Right? So I can't be goyver. So the Moshe says, why can't he be goyver? Why say, let him go and take the share. You know, this Hefker the Kesher Shimon came after the Hezek, and I want to go and take the share that was Mazik. It's a big bull. We'll make him have a lot of stakes out of it. When I'm in the midst of taking away my dead share, so Mamela Shimi comes and takes this bull. So he took it away. It's mine already. Too late. Frekta Taisa Ben Basra, I mean, too late. Zadin Yuchlat Asher will come to Bezin, and Yuchlat Asher means as soon as it was Mazik, it was my share. Who are you, Shimi, to take my share? As I Frekta Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz Akash. And for the Tois Rabbeinu Peretz, or that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It says, Shoir Ish V'loi Shoir Shel Hefker. The whole din that a Shoir Tam is Mazik, you have rights to be Goyve. If it's a Shoir Ish, then there's all Ki Yigoyv Shoir Ish, a Shoir Yeyu. The Posik was Moiridik Meduyek. The whole din of Schusei Gviye is if it's a Shoir Ish. If this was not a Sherish, it was a Hefke de Kesher, you have no rights. Shimon went and took it, you have a big bull with so many steaks, you can open up a restaurant. About Koponim, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. So, Shteyten Beis Lechem Yudah Amor de Kezach. First of all, he says, we see Amor de Kechiddush when the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz said, Yuchlat Asher. He brought a posik, Sherish. Without Sherish, he didn't understand the Gemara. It retroactively, it belongs to the Nizik, to Reuven. He says, why does it belong to Reuven? Who's responsible for this Hezek? We learned the whole Mishnah, Shmiros Nalecho. If you possess a mazik, you mechuyev to watch the mazik, you mechuyev to pay for the hezek. This was the Hefke de Kesher. Who are you schlepping to Bezdin? Who are you taking from? So he says, we see from the Rabbeinu Poetz, a moiradik echidish. Abai asher tam, I schlep to share to Bezdin. It's chiyuvah de share. I can schlep, I don't need any bailam. I don't say whose fault it is. The share was mazik, I have a right, a tam is mishalem migufoy. If there would have been a din without this dveres akosav of sharish, I take it belongs to me retroactively. And therefore, it would become my share, and Shimon would have no right whatsoever to be zeich in it. So the Gemara comes to tell us, no, asher shel hefker, there's no din bechlal of goyve migufoy. There's exeris akosav of sharish. And therefore, if another person was zeiche, so it's his. If another person wasn't zeiche, I can take it. Tamazel, any hefkidika thing, but I don't have any schusei gviya from the shir. What does Rashi say? B'shekodem v'zocha b'yache la'ache shehizik. Ravina Oma, Amir Dike Gemore. Another pshat in the chosim ha-miyuchodim. Lemu'utei nogach v'achakach higdish, nogach v'achakach hifker. Tanya nami hochi, yesa al kain omar rab Yehude, afilu nogach v'achakach higdish, nogach v'achakach hifker poter, shenema v'huad bevolo v'hemis ish, in fact, the Gemara, Gemar Hadin Loi Binon, Asher Yisokel Begmar Din Udersiv, Aleim Ashtay Mise, Vamoda Bedin, Ugmar Din Shovin Keechot. Now, before we go into the Limut, let us just say the Halacha, what it says over here. This is God going according to Rabbi Yehuda by Nezikin. Everyone holds Rabbi Yehuda's drash. But let's talk about what this pasuk is speaking about for a minute. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Amar yodik achidish." Rabbi Yehuda said, "Achidish." Like this, the pasuk is speaking about a sher amud that killed. Sher amud that killed. The bailam pays kaifa. 3 times he killed already. Now he killed the 4th person. The bailam pays kaifa. Gam baal of yumos. Zogt Rabbi Yehuda, amoyre dike zach. Let's make it interesting. We should appreciate the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say this shir that killed was a murderer. So in the market, it's not worth too much. It's fine. So this share was worth, let's say, $100. Kaifa, the main nizik, the one he killed was, who knows what, he was a murdik professor, and the market, he had a murdik about it, he was worth $1,000. Kaifa, you paid the main nizik $1,000. So the Baal Asher hears about it. They told him 3 times he should watch the share. He was a Baal Betochen. Now it just killed this big professor. Now, Gambal of Yumos, you have Kaifa, $1,000. So someone tells him, be mafke the share. Right? I'm after the share. The share is $100. I'm after the share. Finished. I was mafke the shir before Hamod Bedin, before Gmardin is a posik, Yepotter, Moiradik, Yepotter. Aye, that saved $900. That's a posik, exeris akosif. You need, from the beginning, from the Mise, when he killed this person, till the Hamod Bedin, when Bezdin Paskin, you kill the Shoyer, in this time, you need one Bailam. Bailam Am Yechodim. If in the middle it became Hegdish, or it became Hefker, the parsha doesn't exist. This is what Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about, Koifer, and by Nezikin, it seems everyone holds, like you see, we're talking about Nezikin. So, if you want to avoid paying Nezikin, and it's worthwhile, you're Magdish or Mavker, and this is Exeris HaKosov, that you have to have Bailam Am Yechodem, you need from the beginning till the end, you need the same Bailam. Now, let us just mention one thing. There's a big machlekes harishainim. The Rashba says, and the Mukhi Yosef says, that would need Bailam Am Yechodem means that you need that the whole time, from this whole scenario, from when he killed Hamodabedin and Gemardin, he has to belong to someone who's responsible for what we're paying. Lafuki Hefker, Hefker is not a responsible party. Lafuki Hegdish, Hegdish is not a responsible party. But what will be if he'll go and sell it to someone else? That's called that's irrelevant. If before belonged to Berel, now belongs to Yankel and Chaskel, that's nothing. This meat and the Gemara's Meirdik Meduyik, that Nogach Vachakach Higdish, Nogach Vachakach Hivkir, Obel Nogach Vachakach Mocha, he sold it to someone else. This will be a good deal, you know. We'll sell it to someone else and get some money and we pot and everything, and it's so the Reiv Rishayim hold that this is nothing. And Rashi, we'll see, Rashi seems to be holding that's an Eitzetake, that Nogach, V'yachakach, Mocha, to someone, as long as the Bailish changed from the beginning of the Hezek till the end of the Gemardin, there's a Xeris HaKosov that you put it to pay. Now, let us first see Tosfos, and then we'll see Rashi. Now, this halacha was derived from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hu mad bebolo v'hei mesish at shdei misa v'amoda b'din shoven." Then the Gemara says, "You need the Gemardin also." It says, "Yisokel the Gemardin also should be shoven keecha." Shnema v'hu ad bebolo v'heimis nire. The lav mi v'hu ad kadorish. The hay v'hu ad le'ayri. Be'edish cho'isin le'sokloi, ki'im li'adoi, ela mi'sefer dekro kodorish t'chsiv asher yisokel, chemash molishne deporich, po asher yisokel b'gmar din hu t'chsiv. So, l'chay reb shat and Tosfos is, as that's what's seen from the Maram and the Shita Mekabet says, pshat and Tosfos is like this. If we learn Chumash, the Chumash has to shtim. The pasuk for learning the chumash v'hu ad bebolov means that the sher became a muad. That means it killed three people already. That's past history. V'lo yishmerenu, and now he didn't watch the sher amud. V'heim is isha yisha, and he killed someone. And then it says asher yisokel gam ba'alav yumos. So this v'hu ad bebolov is speaking about. Now, we're not speaking about this hezek. We're speaking about that it was a muad from before. So we can learn out from the word vahuad. So take away the word vahuad. Vahuad is talking about when it first became a muad. We're talking about in this hezek, you need one bailam. So Taisis loim pshat, as able to besides give is, forget about pashte de kro, this is adrash. Bolov, let's get a vahuad. Bolov, v'leish merenu, v'heimis, asher yisokel. You need bolov b'shaskila. The same bolov you need b'shaskila. That's how this drash goes. Bolov, asher yisokel. Since the bolov was put right into this, right near, there's no commas in between. Bolov, v'asher yisokel. So you need the same bolov till the skila. That's a place of Islam shot. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Lemuti nogach v'achakach higdish dohochi mashme." Now Rashi says differently, "Shiyu miyuchodim La'odam echot. It should be miyuchit for one person. So from Rabbi Medayk from Rashi, Avila, he sold it. He also have this loophole. La'odam echot lo'olam. Mishas negiche achas hamod bedin. And Rashi explains the drash. Vuhuad bevolo vehemis ish asher yisokim gambolov imoy. Gambolov yumos. The mashmish heiloi bal echod. Mishas hado va'achas hamode bedin. One bailam. Shom kechot bebal echot. So there's a merdik in Marei Mesode. Rashi seems fashion as buhuad bo'abol of Rashi says, klo. You need one bailam. Mishas hado achas hamode bedin. So, Taisus and Chay 100% right. That word bo'abol is going on past history. Zokt Marei Mesode a merdik ipshat. The Gemara says later, a moiridike chiddush, rishus mishane. What does rishus mishane mean? A moiridike zach. Reuven has a sher amurit, right? A sher amurit, so he knows already that he has 3 points on his license, sher amurit. And now if there's going to be thus, kaif and thus, maybe. He goes and sells this share to Shimon. He tells him, it's a share amut, I'm telling you. Sells it to Shimon. Shimon gets the share, it's mazik, rishus mishane. By Shimon, it's a tam. Listen, by him, it killed 3 times. By me, it's a tam. I'm going to the Kazakh. That's what I'm more paskins, rishus mishane. The Mele zokt the Marei Mesode, that's how Rashi learned pshat. Was it the same bailim by the Vehemis? Yes or no? It sure was. Because if it wasn't the same bailim, so it became a tam, Rishus Mishane. So from the first bolov, I know that the Vehemis had to be that bailim. Then it said, Gambolov Yumos, it goes back on before, that it has to be the same bailim by Shas, the Skila also. That's how the Rei Mesode seems to learn pshat in Rashi.